Hello and welcome to the Breakthrough Coaches podcast coaching series, session 9, entitled How to Make Coaching Days Work for Everyone. I'm Jill Pankost, president of the Breakthrough Coach. If you're listening to this session, you're a graduate of our Foundations course, How to Work Less, Produce More, and Still Get the Job Done in a Sensible School Week. The purpose of this audio series is to support our alumni with the on-the-job implementation of the Breakthrough Coach's fundamental practices. As with any new program you undertake, challenges will arise. You'll have burning questions for which you'll want answers. You'll come to decision-making crossroads that call for out-of-the-box solutions. And inevitably, breakdowns will happen. Our podcast series is designed to support and encourage you through those make or break moments so that you thrive as an administrative team. When it comes to planning and executing 2 coaching days each week, most Breakthrough Coach graduates admit, easier said than done. Students happen, the district office calls, a sudden deadline pops up, all completely normal and predictable, and all of which can derail your best intentions. If you are under the impression that by simply scheduling coaching days, these days would unfold as planned, you've probably met with some frustration. The secret to actually executing 2 full coaching days every week lies in careful preparation, familiarizing all involved with your training and development strategy, and as always, surrendering your own personal will to that of your secretary. Let's begin by reviewing what a coaching day is and what it entails. A coaching day is a day spent out at the proverbial field, observing and coaching staff while the game is in play. For site principals, this is a day spent out in their buildings observing classroom instruction and daily operations. For district office administrators, this is a day spent out and around their districts, touring campuses solo and or accompanied by a site representative. Or it's a day spent out on the floor of their central office department, observing, meeting with, and coaching internal staff. For site principals, coaching time begins after the first bell rings and runs until students are dismissed at the end of the school day. For most principals, this amounts to 5 to 7 hours, depending upon your mandated instructional time. During coaching time, principals watch the game in play while also being available to staff as necessary. FYI, being available does not mean jumping in to do things for staff. It means being present, aware, and able to answer simple questions. On coaching days, principals can observe classroom instruction for as much or as little time as needed, as well as hang out in the cafeteria, library, the loading dock, hallways, the playground, just to observe how the days unfold. While out and about, administrators are then able to address staff questions and concerns in real time so that fewer issues end up in the front office as emails or administrative to-dos. On coaching days, administrators should carry some form of a clipboard with request forms and accountability logs attached. That way, if, in conversation, a staff member brings up a pressing need, the administrator can simply hand them a request form and say, "Write out exactly what you need, and I'll bring it to my secretary's attention for processing and resolution." I reiterate, insist that your staff members use the request form to write out what they need and by when they need it. Chances are they'll write more clearly and succinctly than when they email you or your secretary their latest novella. In addition, executives, you too will have request forms handy should you see something you'd like a staff member to address. On such occasions, pull out a yellow form, write your request, hand it off to the appropriate staff member, log your request on an accountability log, and bring the accountability log back to the office to be included in the next day's daily meeting review. Executive office work may also be scheduled on coaching days. However, it's scheduled for after the instructional day ends. The only office type work that should appear on an executive's calendar before their coaching days begin are early morning supervisory duties and the daily secretary meeting. More than that, and the executive will never get out of their office and into classrooms as scheduled. A central office administrator's coaching days may start earlier and end later than a site principal's, as they tend not to adhere strictly to the instructional clock. However, the job is the same: to observe the game in play and, when necessary, provide feedback to players. Both a site and central office executive's coaching days should be scheduled out at least 6 to 8 weeks, because executing full coaching days requires intentional, long-range planning. If a secretary attempts to book an executive's coaching days in the short term, he or she most likely won't find any full days available. However, with 6 to 8 weeks lead time, the secretary gains time and flexibility, and fully open days on the calendar become obvious. An executive may choose to vary their coaching days from week to week or stick with the same 2 days every week, depending on their specific context. The executive, with guidance from their secretary, should reflect weekly about which coaching days are working well, which aren't, and how to change up the pattern for greater consistency and effectiveness. And when an executive's coaching days are scheduled well in advance, the secretary can then notify central office supervisors and colleagues about the executive's availability for outside meetings during the upcoming 2-month period, or shift around the coaching days as necessary to accommodate any long-term change of plans. Once the executive's coaching days have been scheduled out over a 2-month period, the executive's next job is to talk, specifically to explain the purpose and design of coaching days to their key stakeholders so that community members understand how to navigate these days and can support their executive to successfully execute them. Step 1. Executives, share your calendar directly with your supervisor in a face-to-face meeting with your coaching days clearly delineated, along with a printed list for good measure. In this face-to-face meeting, explain to your supervisor how you're going to use these coaching days to forward your mutually agreed upon goals, and inform him or her that on these days, you won't be available for meetings between, say, 8 a.m. and 3 p.m., as you'll be in classrooms monitoring instruction. You know, like you hired me to do. Then inform your supervisor that if a meeting is summarily called on one of your coaching days, you'll be sending an alternate staff member in your place, because nothing that happens in any meeting is as important as what's happening in my classrooms. And I'm committed to building you a competent bench of future school leaders by giving them real-life, valuable leadership experience. This open declaration of your intentions will probably spark a lively conversation between the two of you. However, given the current employment climate in schools, it would be difficult for any educational supervisor to argue against what you're saying. You've now politely informed your central office as to what they can count on from you, so that you produce the outcomes that they said they wanted when they initially hired you. Step 2. Site-based executives, introduce the concept of coaching days to your staff. Explain to your staff that your secretary has scheduled you to be out and about in the building for 2 full days each week, days you're now calling coaching days. Then explain your reasoning for this. I need to be out where the action is for a couple of days every week, just to get a pulse on what's happening for you, answer your questions, and listen to your concerns in real time. I also intend to coach and develop every one of you, no matter how novice or masterful, to improve at your craft. This means I will be sitting at the back of your classrooms regularly, observing teaching and learning, and talking with you on an ongoing basis about what I'm seeing. This is my primary responsibility. This is what I was hired to do. This is why I'm here. P.S. Reassure your staff that this observing and talking has nothing to do with evaluating them. That when you're ready to evaluate them, you will absolutely prepare them ahead of time. Finally, inform them that if they come looking for you in the office on a coaching day, your secretary is going to redirect them out to you in the building or offer them a scheduled time to meet behind closed doors on a different day. And step three, executives, introduce coaching days to your parent community. When conversing with groups of parents, both small and large, integrate an explanation of coaching days into the conversation. Make your parent community aware of the results you're committed to producing with their students and that the only way to attain these results is by me being out in classrooms a lot, watching, teaching, and learning, and coaching teachers to get better. Explain that you're scheduled to observe classrooms for 2 full days every week and how this systematic approach to monitoring instruction leads to improved student outcomes. Finally, teach your parents how to work with your front office staff, especially your secretary, to get their needs met. Introduce your parents to each office staff member personally. Visuals with faces and names is always good. Let them know who handles what, and explain how you manage and communicate with the team so that you're never out of the loop. Make it clear to your parents that you're not involved in running every aspect of your school, nor do you micromanage, and that this benefits the entire community because I'm surrounded by people who are much more skilled than me at certain tasks. I encourage you to see them first. Then use the communication tools at your disposal, so audio, video, print, social media, to regularly remind your parents about your coaching days. You're more than welcome to use our letter to parents posted at the graduate portal as a starting point. You could also announce your upcoming coaching days at the beginning of every PTO meeting. Design your voicemail and email auto-reply messages to remind callers you're out in classrooms and direct them to your secretary for assistance. Establish a column on your school or department's website that lists your scheduled coaching days and specifically outlines the steps for procuring help from your front office staff. Remember, your job is to talk continuously, over and over, in lots of different ways, until the adults around you are clear about your intentions, expectations, and parameters. You are a teacher of adults now, not children. Secretaries, let's now talk about the process of mapping out your executives' coaching days on their calendar. Ideally, start by scheduling your executive for 2 full coaching days every week. If, secretaries, you've been doing this from the get-go and your executive has consistently executed these days as scheduled, this indicates 2 very important things to me. 1, you head up a very capable front office team, and 2, you've already developed several systems that enable your executive to get out of the office on coaching days. Just keep doing what you're doing and focus on refinement. Maybe schedule a complimentary coaching call with one of our TBC coaches to inquire about what refinement might look like for you. For those executives who find it difficult to complete 2 full coaching days every week, reset your goal for now. Instead, secretaries, schedule these executives for 1 full coaching day every week and have them learn what it takes to complete 1 before adding a 2nd. Notice I keep emphasizing a full coaching day, not 1 to 2 hours every day. Having done the math on this repeatedly, I have never had a personal coaching client exceed more than 10 hours a week coaching by doing 1 to 2 hours every day. Executives, if you want to spend 12 to 16 hours a week coaching, you must learn to complete at least 1 6-hour coaching day every week. When you've successfully integrated a 6-hour coaching day into your weekly routine, then add a 2nd. Here's a sidebar for central office executives. 1 coaching day a week out at sites might be the perfect amount of time for you It's 6 hours more than you were getting prior and way more productive. Your second coaching day then becomes an internal day you spend observing and coaching your internal departmental staff. Ultimately, secretaries, you want to establish a coaching day routine that ensures your administrator visits every classroom or building over the course of a month. So, for example, in a school of 32 teachers, that's 8 classrooms a week or 4 classrooms per coaching day. So on your executive's coaching days during daily meeting, hand them a list of the rooms they're to visit that day. Executives, you can then focus on where you're headed, what you're looking for when you arrive, and keep notes on what you're witnessing over time. If there are particular teachers who refer a lot of discipline to the front office, plan to have the executives spend extended blocks of coaching time observing their classrooms. If the curriculum and instruction department wants all executives practicing a specific walkthrough format or instructional conversation, gamify the activity by practicing the prescribed technique 10 times in a week. Record your results and treat yourself to something special when you've hit the target. Administrators, you could develop a matrix of standard protocols you expect to see in every classroom. Carry it with you on coaching days and use it to record actual data about what you're seeing. You can then use that data to inform your next staff development meeting. There are numerous ways you can use coaching days to improve teaching and learning. The point is this: if your administrator is consistently completing 1 to 2 coaching days a week, together begin to up the ante on what they're doing when they're out so that their coaching days impact student outcomes. Of course, as most TBC graduates come to realize, there's a difference between scheduling coaching days and actually doing them. There's nothing more frustrating for a well-meaning, diligent secretary than a school executive who refuses to do as they're scheduled. Secretaries, if you've got one of these on your hands, start by forgiving yourself. It's not your fault that your boss heads up a multi-million-dollar organization and can't follow your most basic instructions. Remember, they're technical junkies. Second, never take the addict's behavior personally. They're in recovery. Third, don't give up. Your executive wants to do you proud, but sometimes it takes a bit of tough love to get them moving in the right direction. This is when you need to summon all of your gumption, secretaries, and demand that your executive meet the following conditions. Number one, on coaching days, insist that your daily meeting happen first thing in the morning. Use this meeting to get yourself prepped to run solo for 6 hours so that barring an emergency, you don't have to interrupt their coaching day flow and your executive stays out of your business until at least 2:30. Number two, have your executive leave the front office with a small tote bag filled with everything they need to be out for the day. So request forms, data collection tools, a walkie-talkie or phone, a bottle of water, and lunch. Self-sufficiency is key. We don't want them aimlessly wandering back into the office at noon because they forgot something critical to the task at hand. And number three, secretaries, for your district office executives, design their coaching days so that they do not come into the office at all in the morning. Instead, schedule them to drive directly to the first site they plan to visit that day, and then have them call you when they've parked their car to conduct daily meeting for the 30 minutes prior to their visit. They can do this from the car. Secretaries, keep in mind, if your administrator spends more than 30 minutes in the office before heading out for their coaching day, they're going to get mired down there and never escape. The office is like Loch Ness, and your administrator is Nessie. Every time your administrator sneaks back into the office just to check on how things are going, that's the end of the coaching day. Secretaries, on your coaching days at the appointed time, escort your administrator straight out the office door, tell them to have a good day, and lock it and pocket the key. Really, 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 really don't let them back in until the coaching day is done. When your administrator finally returns around 2:30, 3 o'clock, a brief completion meeting may be in order between the two of you, 15 minutes, to bring you each up to speed, talk about tomorrow, and handle any final details so you can both leave work on time. Finally, administrators, communicate monthly with your various stakeholders to let them know how your coaching days are progressing. Use staff meetings as an opportunity to share with your teachers the data you've collected during classroom visits, your impressions of what you're seeing, and pose some questions that spur on their collective thinking and problem solving. Provide a monthly update to your supervisor about what you're witnessing in classrooms and what you're now doing to impact what you're seeing. Make it clear to them that you're using your coaching days to directly forward their agenda. Tell memorable stories to your parents about what you're seeing throughout your building and acknowledge specific students in your reports. Cite success stories related to your new front office procedures and thank parents for their ongoing support. Toot your own horn. Make your accomplishments public and appreciate people for their partnership. Be proud of your approach and the difference it's making in the lives of those you serve. So let's end this conversation where we started. A coaching day is a day spent out on the proverbial field, observing, supporting, and coaching your staff while the game is in play. Don't expect staff performance to improve without your keen observation and feedback, which you can't do from behind your desk. You must get out, walk the field, and watch what's happening with your own eyes. The ability to maintain a consistent regimen of 2 full coaching days each week requires careful preparation on the part of both the administrator and the secretary. This executive team must approach these days like a professional athlete approaches game day, with sufficient setup and intention, a plan, and focus. Otherwise, your coaching days will become just another good idea that never gained any real traction. How many successful people have you ever heard say, "I just make it up as I go along"? As the great basketball coach Bobby Knight once said, "The will to win is grossly overrated. The will to prepare is far more important."